put it on. Pashas Vayechi. So now, we're going to go over the. We're going to do Pashas Vayechi, which is very short here. Then I'm going to go back to Pashas Vayigash, because last time we learned Vayigash, I got caught on this whole thing from Terab, and I didn't really bring out what the Sichas in Pashas Vayigash itself is saying. So we'll start with Vayechi. Anyways, so Reb David, Vayechi is very simple. He says in the base of Mikdash, we weren't allowed to use Barzel. What is Barzel? Barzel is iron, right? What is it? Iron.
Iron.
So you're not allowed to use Barzel because Barzel is something which is used for war, for fighting people. And that is the opposite of the Beis HaMikdash. So you weren't allowed to use Barzel in the Beis HaMikdash. So here the Rebbe says, the Rebbe goes and explains, but this third Beis HaMikdash is going to have this third Beis HaMikdash where there won't be any more wars. So therefore, in this third Beis HaMikdash, we will be able to use Barzel. We'll be able to use iron. If you get a bit closer to that, I won't have to scream, so I'll scream my lungs out. Anyway, so, we won't have to use iron. We won't have to use iron. We're not gonna be using iron for war, so we can use iron. Now, the point is here, in line 16 to 17, the Rebbe says, the iron supposedly once upon a time was until Mashiach is coming, let's say, is considered a negative element. It's used for going to war. Now we're going to take this negative element and we're going to use it for a positive purpose to build a Beis HaMikdash. And the Rebbe explains, in what way are we going to use it for a positive purpose? Because these are the Rebbe's words. You have here, Binyona, you look in line 16, you see the words, Binyona de Kudsha Brichu. The Chiddush of the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi is going to be that it's going to be the binyan which was made by the Eibishter. In other words, the Zohar says that the first two Batei Mikdashes, the first two Batei Mikdashes were built by human hand. The third Beis HaMikdash, the Zohar says, is going to be built by the Eibishter, Binyan de Kudsha Brichu. So the Rebbe says that because it's going to be the Binyan of the Eibishter, we're going to be using iron, the negative element. And the Rebbe on line 20 to 21, this is the point I want to bring to your attention. On line 21, the Rebbe says the iron will be part of the Beis HaMikdash itself. That means we're actually going to be using iron. Now, let's just have it very clear. What are the Rebbe saying with these words? That the fact we're going to have a nitzchis dikah Beis HaMikdash, a Beis HaMikdash which is coming through the work of Hashem, through the hand of Hashem, which is going to remain forever, so therefore we're going to be using the negative element of iron also. Okay? So this is very similar to what we've been learning all along, that mitzad de'ebishter, the negative, let's say the mitzvah of Yesh HaNivra, is also something which can be identified with Elokos. We've learned this many times, yeah? Mm-hmm. But here, the Rebbe is giving us a new meaning to that. Because here the Rebbe is talking about a practical reality. Here the Rebbe is talking about a practical reality. Now you have to hear the word over here. The Rebbe is telling us we're going to use iron here. What is the value of iron from a human standpoint? What is the value of iron? If you make a building out of stone, the building has a limited life to it. If you make a building out of iron, then it can stand for much longer, right? So now the Rebbe is telling us that we have because Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi is going to be Binyona de Kudsha Brichu, which is going to remain forever, therefore we're going to use iron is going to be used in the Beis HaMikdash. In other words, the fact that this Beis HaMikdash is going to stand forever in the koyach of the Eibishter is going to reflect itself, is going to reflect itself in Olam Hazeh. In what way? In the fact we're going to be using, in the fact we're going to be using an element, a physical element, which can stand forever, which can, has ability to stand. You sure? Do you get the word here? It's a hafli pelet de gibor. Here you're talking about.
I was actually born on the night the Rebbe said the sicha and touched on the base on the side of the table. The night and the
side. So that proves a point. So we're getting to it.
So you made from iron.
Huh?
You're gonna see that is a, yeah. So now, this is, you have to hear what's going on over here. The Rebbe is telling us there is a binyan of the kudsha brichu, and what's the mile of binyan of the kudsha brichu, that the binyan is going to be forever. So the Rebbe says, because this binyan is going to be forever, therefore it's going to be you. We're going to be using iron. Why are we going to be using iron? Now, just to say clearly, the Rebbe does not say this point in the Sicha. The Rebbe just tells us that because this is going to be using because this is going to be binyan of the kudsha brichu, therefore we're going to be using iron. What shaychus does iron have to do with binyan of the kudsha brichu? So the Rebbe explains in the Sicha mitzad the negative element of iron, that to using the negative element of iron, that is, brings out the koyach of the Eibishter.
But
iron is used for war. We're going to be using for construction to build a base of Mikdash.
There's the barzel, the umazeh, and the barzel, the kedusha. So it's the tweaked, whatever.
So to put it in physical words, just remember, you want to, what it means, poshut begash means physically. You're going to be building a base of Mikdash. You want it to stand forever. Today in America, today in this world, to build a building to stand for a long time, you use steel. According to halacha, according to the Torah, you cannot use steel for the binyan base of Mikdash. So how are you going to keep this base of Mikdash standing forever? So you have a very simple answer. The Eibishter is going to do it. So the Rebbe is...
I was already prepared, David Melech.
One, we're not ready. Well, let's, before we go to that. So the Rebbe, the Eibishter is going to make it stand forever. The Rebbe is telling us now that that's one way of saying it. The Eibishter is going to make it stand forever. But the Rebbe here in this saying, it's not only because of the koyach lamayil is going to make it stand forever. The base of Mikdash itself is going to be built, the gashmis, in a way that it can stand forever. Why? Because we're going to be using the model, the modern technology of iron, steel to build a building. And that is, so this in very simple words.
I have one small question. Question.
Because
base of Mikdash will be made in a heaven.
In what?
In a heaven. Would be
okay, so you know what?
Down. So maybe some kind
so
of.
So now let's get very good. That's very, very clear. Very good. Let's
doors of the.
No. This is very good. This is an amazing, good question. The Beis Hamikdash is coming from heaven. So let's get it clear. We're going to be learning right now. The Beis Hamikdash, which is coming from heaven, is coming right out of your hands. Okay? Oh. That's what we're going to have now. This is what the Rebbe has been telling us years. Well, once upon a time, we were told heaven. When we spoke about heaven, we looked up there. So now that I was telling you, we're going to have this soon in the whole thing here, which I've put in later after this, where the Rebbe tells you the heaven which you're looking for is right in your hands. So that is what it is. So it's going to be built. So this is the Rebbe here in this Sicha is going in the same lines, and he's telling you that this Beis HaMikdash is going to be Nitzki, Binyan of the Kudsha Brichu, because you're going to be making it out of steel. Right? Then the Rebbe, let's continue. The Rebbe brings out, the Rebbe mentions what Yeshua just now said, that David and Melech had already prepared steel then, and we don't metal, iron, let's not say steel, iron. We don't know what, the Rebbe goes to explain that, we don't really know completely what all these, what's later? You want to move? Oh, sorry, let's go. So right now, we're talking about iron. So the Sifr says they're going to be using iron. So I'm just trying to bring out, when you say using iron, you have to understand what's going on over here. The Rebbe is telling us, we have the Inyan of Beis HaMikdash Shlishi is going to be Binyana the Kudsha Brichu. Why is it going to be Binyana the Kudsha Brichu? Because this Mikdash will remain forever. So again, when you're talking about Binyana the Kudsha Brichu. So the Binyana Kudsha Brichu, the Beis HaMikdash is going to stand forever because of the Koyach of the Eibishter. So here the Rebbe is telling us, when you say it's going to stand because of the Koyach of the Eibishter, means it's going to reflect in our action that we are going to make it stand. Let us go here, this Sikha here. This Sikha brings out one point. If you look back at the Rebbe's Sikhas from all the years, which we're soon going to go into, you're going to see the Rebbe says very clearly, when you say Binyana Kudsha Brichu means that we, with our involvement, create that what is going to come only from the Eibishter. This is, you saw the Rebbe's discussed it from every angle. So now when you look at this Sikha, it's very clear when the Rebbe is telling us that we're going to be using iron. So the Rebbe explains in your Ruchni Shabbat. Then the Rebbe concludes. The Rebbe goes on to explain that the take-up of the bars of the Gashmis is going to poshet, contribute to this place of Mikdash. Well, the Rebbe, in other words, is saying that the fact is going to be beyond the Kudsha Brichu. You may look at it. It's the Eibishter. So the Rebbe tells you, Eibishter is going to be going through you. In what way? That the way it's going to be built is going to be built with steel. Poshe Begashmiz, that's going to be a Bayis Nitzchi. Just go back to have this, we're going to see soon. The Rambam Shita, the base of Mikdash is going to stand, La'olam, is all go through the Gash mystical process, because we're going to defeat our enemies. And the Melech HaMashiach is going to establish full peace, which these are all preconditions to the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, it's going to stand forever. So now the Rebbe is telling us, that is one point. Now the Rebbe is bringing out the actual structure of the Beis HaMikdash, is going to have in it an element which was then, which was never there before. And what is it? This is iron. That will give the ability to the Beis HaMikdash to be a Binyana de Kudsha Brichu. So when you think about Binyana de Kudsha Brichu, it's that whatever the Rebbe says in this Sikha goes with the general thinking, what the Rebbe has been telling us all the years. When you talk about Binyana de Kudsha Brichu, you should know that this door going through you, through our Avodah, which is exactly, this is the same thing, which this is the idea the Rebbe is giving out over here. Okay, now, just to take this one step further, the Rebbe now in Oy Zion, the Rebbe in Oy Zion says, are you fine with it?
You're saying because it says
Binyan Kudsha Brichu. So that, and the Zoya says why Beis HaMikdash is going to remain forever because it's a Binyan Kudsha Brichu. So now the Rebbe explains that
we're building
how
it
is it going to be? Because we're going to build it with iron.
So really, Binyan Kudsha Brichu is Binyan Shel Yadenu.
This is exactly we're going to see from the Rebbe's Sikha soon. Right. Now, let's carry on. Now the Rebbe, now let's take this one point step further. Take Oy Zion. The Rebbe says that the Haskola of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, Haskola of the Meroes, the Churban Beis HaMikdash, is the Haskola of the Binyan. The Haskola of the Meroes, of the Churban, the beginning of the development of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, that was the beginning of the Gula. You hear what the Rebbe is saying? Right? Then the Rebbe goes on to page 2. You have the look at the words. The Rebbe says it very clearly. Then the Rebbe goes on in page.
That's the Sora B'Tavis.
The Rebbe says that already at the very beginning of this.
One second. He says it, but he says it as a general. He gives the general outline of the Sikh. He doesn't really specify. Now, then the Rebbe goes on and repeats itself also in Oyzches several times. You have it again. Oh, you have it in lines 8 and 9 on page 2 where the Rebbe says, the Haskol of the Churban, the beginning of the Churban, that is the beginning of the Golus, of the Gula. So now, and the Rebbe says, this Nekuda, the Haskol of the Churban, is the beginning of the Gula, is the Gula, is what the Rebbe is going to go say in even stronger words in the Sikha Parshas Shmos. Okay? So Rebbe David, did you hear these words that the Haskola of the beginning of the Churban, that is the beginning of the Gula, yeah?
We know that from Talmud about cow.
About now. No. Very good. Now let's go to the sikha down. Look down here. Chelikov test in the order here in the footnote. You have the sikha. Where the Rebbe brings down how could the Eibishter destroy the Beis Hamikdash? How can the Eibishter destroy something? A Yid is not allowed to destroy. Before go and destroy the Beis Hamikdash. So the Rebbe goes to explain the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed.
Amanas Livnois.
Right. But here, there the Rebbe explains it. The whole sikha there goes to explain how is it, the sikha there is, happens to be a very big chiddush. The Rebbe goes to explain how the golus is actually a stepping stone to gula, which is not a stepping stone. The whole nukud of it is not that it's a stepping stone. Later on, the gula is going to develop. The nukud of the sikha is that during golus, the gula is developing, right? So that is what we've quoted many times, where in Chassidus it says when we do mitzvahs, the oiras are in Atzilus, and the Ozadov is going to be Niskalar, the oiras will be revealed.
Right.
And the Rebbe in that Sikha, this is the Sikha, the Rebbe explains that the oiras come during the time of Golot. When you are doing the Avodah, you're actually creating the oiras, and they're affecting you in your life, but we don't see it.
So what's the
The Rebbe explains in other Sikha later on, but we don't pay attention to it. If you would pay attention, you could see that you're actually bringing the Gula B'Shas, your Aveda, which is the Mahalach of Tov Shin Nun Beis. So Rebbe explains, you can see it if you'd only open your eyes, etc., etc. What? But this is that. In Chav Tes, the Rebbe says it. In Ruchnis in Yonim. Here the Rebbe says it.
What
the Gashmis.
The
Rebbe, that you're bringing Oiris, you look what's good. If you would be perceptive, like Tzadikima, and you would look around how the world is going and the contact of Bnei Yisrael, you'd see the development of the world, you'd see that while in Golus, actually the Golus is developing. But not everyone sees it. That, I couldn't bring down the whole thing, but that's the Sikha, but that's the Sikha that which is, this is what we've said many times, the way that it's generally explained to cities, that we are working now in order to create our future. There the Rebbe says, we're working now and it's actually developing right now, but we are not perceptive to look at it. And we're not perceptive enough. Because we're so carried away with our own things, we don't look. And the tzaddikim will have a wider vision. They actually see the development of Shas Maisa. In Nun Aleph and Nun Beis, maybe even earlier, the Rebbe started saying that every Yid can see the development in Golus. But, this is the Nakuda. So the Nakuda here is, the Rebbe's come down now to a practical Nakuda. Till now, the Rebbe has always said, the Golos, that destroying, destruction of the Beis Hamikdash was a binyan.
I know, what is that?
It's called binyan, meaning this.
It's a lotion of the Modachi. The Modachi says it's lotion that certain times you're allowed to destroy a certain wall of the shul if you want to rebuild. Yeah.
Okay.
So here the Rebbe, now let's, but to make the word very clear, what the Rebbe is saying here, if you want to build a Beis Hamikdash, a binyan of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Remember, now we're just talking practical. You want to take, we have this place in Midrash, and you want to make it beyond the Kudja Brich to be for always. The way you make it for always, we human beings have to make it stand for always. Beyond the Kudja Brich does not mean that the Abish is going to make it stand, and it's just going to stand by the Abish's work. No. That we are going to find a way, and we're going to develop the way to make it stand for always. And what is the way? You have to put iron. Those, the Beis Hamikdash Aleph, second Beis Hamikdash did not have Barzal. If you want to build a Beis Hamikdash Barzal, what you have to destroy the first Beis Hamikdash. You can't take the first Beis Hamikdash and put metal into it. You have to destroy the structure. And then. You have to destroy and then put in the iron. So therefore comes out, now the Rebbe has explained, not on a spiritual level, he explained Poshbe Gashmias, he's now given us a very clear Gashmistic definition, the reason why the Churban was, because we had to make a new structure made out of steel, made out of iron. And in order to do that, you have to destroy it. So once we have it so clear that you're talking about Mamish, a physical Metzias, you had to destroy it, the whole idea of saying you had to be destroyed in order to build, this is something the Rebbe discussed. It's an innovative approach of the Rebbe, and the Rebbe discussed it already through the years. Now the Rebbe is telling us, Posh Begash, means you want to make it out of iron. You have to make it out of iron. It's coming through our work. It has to be iron, so you have to destroy it. So now we have a Gashmistic definition why the Beis Hamikdash had to be destroyed. If so, Begashmis, that was the beginning of the Gula. Now we brought it down to a Gashmistic level, So now Begashim is that was the beginning of the Gula. One more point. Yeah, what do you want to
say? No, I'm saying
why
the main...
call Binyanu Shel Hashem if...
That we're going to get to right now. We're going to get right now. The Rebbe explained the fate is Binyanu Shel Hashem. The other Binyanu, which were Binyanu Shel Bnei Adam, could have been a bit with Hashem, with Bnei Adam. This is the Binyanu Kudja Bnei Adam. It has to be fully Bnei Adam. And this is what we're going to have right now in the city. This is the Mahalak that Rebbe already has been saying through the years.
It's the Nechud of Nitzchis, yeah?
With Nitzchis, yeah.
It's Nitzchis, meaning what puts them together, Binyanu Kudja Bnei Adam? Is this that lasts forever?
Yeah.
So what is he saying? Is Mashva this with the Indian of Barzal?
No, but Gashmi is the way you make a building stand by Avis Barzal. Just to add, because it doesn't say to the
system. Barzal is also not going to last forever.
One second, let me have one before forever. You jump in. Let's just add one more point.
No.
The way, once upon a time, going back in the time of the Beis Hamikdash, Barzal had one main purpose for war. Why? Because Barzal was too heavy to use for construction. When they started using Barzal for construction was about 200 years ago.
Steel.
When they made steel, 200 years ago. So the first base of Mikdash, second base of Mikdash, there was no idea, purpose in using Barzal. Now we have steel. Now, which this doesn't say in the Sechah, but Posh Begashmis. Now we have the ability to base, make a binyon of the Kutcha Bricho, a Bais Nitzchi, because we have steel.
It's a
Bais Nitzchi is not, nothing is definitely Nitzchi, but the Kelim Atev, the way you make something Nitzchi is about steel, Posh Lazar. Right. You can always, yeah.
I don't know, I feel like the Tekken of the Sechah is like more, I'm saying like, real, the Rebbe wants to bring out the Indian, like, Ruchni of Barzal. It's just like he's also, it's gonna be Bekashus, Yesh Leymar. It's also
sure,
gonna be
sure.
From Barzal.
That is a way you may have wanted to see it, and that is the way you saw it. So it depends on the eye of the preserver, of the observer. The way this Sikha, the Rebbe is telling us, he's using Barzal. He's changing Poshet, Halach, and he's changing Halach and Shulchan Aruch. And you want to see it as a new Ruchni. It's everyone's fully welcome. If you take the Mahalach of the Rebbe,
the Rebbe brings it as an Indian Ruchni.
The Rebbe, no, because
like
everything Gashmi starts with Ruchni. The Chaylev passes away. The way I see it, and following the Rebbe,
it's he says it is the Gashmi, but the point the Rebbe is bringing out is that we have to have the toikif of Barzal and Shabbat Kedusha, that we have to be like strong and whatever.
That
like,
is true.
I'm saying that's what the Rebbe is saying.
Right,
it's like, Yesh Leymar also, it's gonna be the binyan itself.
I'm
like,
sorry, this is not, I don't know if this word Yesh Leymar is here. It's not Yesh Leymar. Maybe
it
let's just check
Leymar.
It out.
It is a Yesh Leymar.
Okay, it is a Yesh Leymar. Okay, no problem. Don't make a difference. And I'm sure, you know, everyone is free to say their thing. Let's follow like this. Following the Mahalach of the Rebbe, following the Mahalach of Dideb Tachtein, following the Mahalach of the Rebbe, how he brings out everything to Gashmis. And following the Mahalach we're going to see soon about the Rebbe, Ba'abed the Mikdash. And coming, you have the Rebbe.
Shleimar means, so we could say that also.
And here the Rebbe comes and makes us such an astounding Chiddush and starts moving things over, telling us David the Melech has Barzal, and all of this.
Right.
And we want to say it's all the Ruchnis. It's fine. I stick to the Rebbe's Mahalach Kapshuti. The Rebbe has devised the plan. Avevi, the Rebbe is going to soon very tell us a Pasha Truma. See, Inyan Shazam Man Grom at the Bilu Beis Hamikdash. The Rebbe wants us to know. He's giving. He's prepared all the ground. The Rebbe is Altsbavor. Hot. The Rebbe is telling you the way it's going to be done is with steel.
So the Rebbe says you should buy, start, and steal.
Yeah, well, that I did. That was not. No, that is not included. That's not really there, but no, the Rebbe's Pashut gave whatever has to be. In other words, the Rebbe prepared everything for the Gula. So as part of preparing for the Gula, he went as far as saying exactly how the Beis Hamikdash is going to be standing fair, because it's going to be made out of steel. That's right. L'cheira, that is what it is. This is the way I see it, and, well, let's leave it at that. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Now.
On the back of my mind.
Yes.
Different planets connect to different spheres, and I believe, if I remember correct,
yeah.
Mars, it's Barzal.
Barzal, yeah, okay.
So Barzal.
Barzal. Iron. By the way, iron and steel, it's the same thing, it's just percentage of CO.
It's an alloy, you know, it's an alloy.
No, it's not alloy.
No, no.
Not necessary.
Why do, what do I know?
It's question. I know because I'm professional. Yeah. Okay? I told you. Okay? It's just question of...
Anyone has a phone here? I need someone to take a picture for, otherwise... Okay, fine.
Yeah, I have.
Give him a phone. Let him take one or two pictures. Snap one or two pictures. Okay, let's go. Let's continue. Now let's go over to the next thing here. Now, this is okay. This mahalach which we have over here, that the Rebbe is telling us the binyan of Kudosh Brichu comes through our hands. This mahalach we're going to see here in the Rebbe's this is the whole idea behind mivtze binyan. What do they mean? Again, we're talking about binyan of Kudosh Brichu. The Eibishter is going to create this Beis HaMikdash. So the Rebbe has this mahalach going back through the years. The Rebbe explains when they say the Eibishter is going to make this Beis HaMikdash, it means it's going to go through us, and that is the way the Eibishter is going to make it. So this is the idea behind binyan Beis HaMikdash, behind the mivtze binyan, which we're going to see right now. The second thing is, we spoke about 2 weeks ago, we spoke about how you can explain today the idea of Mashiach according to the Rambam to any person, regardless if he wants to identify with Mashiach Gula or not. You can explain to him Mishlemus. There's no difficulty to do it. Following that, we'll now see here what was the mahalach? What was the mahalach we explained 2 weeks ago? Explain that. There's a modem of the Rambam. There's two ways of looking at the Rambam. There's two ways of looking at any halacha. There's one way of looking at the dry halacha. It says you're not allowed to go there, you're not allowed to go there. There's another way, which is the way you're meant to be looking at halacha, and the way all Rabbonim and all Yidden who learn Torah look at halacha. There is a dry halacha. Then from the dry halacha, you understand the reasoning behind halacha, and you deduce from this halacha another halacha. If it says you're not allowed to go there, so you deduce from there that if I'm not allowed to go there, then probably I'm not allowed to go the other place also. Right? This is the way it works. In other words, in the Lashon of Torah is this Dvar Mishnah. Dvar Mishnah is an open halacha which is written in the Mishnah, which is written in the Rambam. Then there is the Medame Milzer Milzer Shikolodas that you take, which that is a chiva limit of Talmud Torah Shikolodas. You take the halacha and you apply it to different situations. So now you have the dry halacha of the Rambam.
The Svara.
This is what we went to 2 weeks ago. That if you don't know by the Rambam, this is more important than anything else. Why? Because if you don't know the svar of the Rambam, you're not. If there's a day, you can't even pass in the halacha. But so therefore, we explain what is the there's a dry halacha, yamik, melech, etc. All these simonim. But then there's something which you understand from these halachas. What you understand from these halachas that each one of these mitzvahs in yamik melech, Mini Melech, Mechemes HaMolek, Bini Beis HaMikdash, have a certain aspect of gula, of menucha, of overpowering. And that quality of gula, which is in each one of these mitzvahs, each one of these simonim, that is unique to Mashiach. So therefore, even if you don't have the simon itself, you don't have Bini Beis HaMikdash, you don't have the Melchama, you don't have all the simonim, let's say I don't identify with Mashiach and gula at all. If I will look at life today, I will see the teichen, the content of these simonim in our life today. So that will bring me to realize that also according to the Rambam, even if I don't agree to anything, I don't recognize Mashiach, I don't recognize anything at all, I will recognize that according to the Rambam, there's a certain quality of Higiyah's man Gelaskin. We are in a time of Gula. That means we're not following the letter of the law of the Rambam. We're taking the Rambam and extending it to a similar situation, to our situation today. Let's say I don't believe there's anything about Gula Mashiach, but the life I'm currently living falls in line with the Rambam's definition of Gula, right? This is what we went through two weeks ago. You remember that? Okay. So now, the best example in this, out of all these examples, the Rambam has several simonim. Yamit Melech, the kofa yikav melchama. People ask, "Is no whatever?" He has several simanim. What are the clearest simon which the Rambam has, which we can say the biggest question today, would be Binyan Beis Hamikdash. The Rambam has a clear din of Binyan Beis Hamikdash, with Binyan Beis Hamikdash has to be built in Yerushalayim, and if you don't have Binyan Beis Hamikdash, you can't say that you have Mashiach Vaday, right? So now, let's take this thing of Binyan Beis Hamikdash, and look how the Rebbe explains it through all the years, and you'll come to your automatic conclusion that today we may not have the real Beis Hamikdash there in Yerushalayim yet, but we have every quality which is conveyed, which is carried in the Beis Hamikdash, we have today. So therefore, we are, according to the Rambam, who says that these qualities, great gula, you have to admit that we're in a time of zmana gula. We're in a time of gula. Okay? That's what we went with. And then we're going to do it right now with Binyan Beis Hamikdash, which falls in line with what the discussion of this sikha here also. Okay, now. Let's go right now. Here we have, let's go to Mifza Binyan. This is on line 14. Yeah? So Reb David, are you with me? And now, so here we have, the Rebbe came out with Mifza Binyan, the Rebbe explained the purpose of Mifza Binyan is that...
I don't know if...
What were you saying?
It's proper to ask now.
Yeah. But
I miss one point. The Rebbe says it before. That it depends of us. That building Beis Hamikdash depends of us, something like this.
Reb David, we're going to write, and you know always, Beis Hamikdash is coming from above, everyone says.
Right.
Okay,
right.
So we're going to learn now the Sikha. The Rebbe explains, how is it going to come back from above when you do it? And we're going to see the Rebbe says, yeah. That's what we're going to see. We're going to learn right now. Yeah, okay. It's very clear. Now, so we're going to Mifza Binyan. So here we have, the Rebbe came out with Mifza Binyan. If you recall, or if you know, the Rebbe came out when did the Rebbe come out with Mifza Binyan? It was right after Mishpat HaSvarim. Right after then, the Rebbe first said he should build basically Chassid Chabad in Eretz Yisrael, and then over within the till Tav Shemem Zayin, over the time, the Rebbe developed the whole Mifza Binyan. So here you have a quote. Now, from lines 14 to 15, you have a quote from Shabbos Dvarim, where the Rebbe explains that the idea of Mifza Binyan is, this is what I want to bring to your attention, the idea of Binyan Mifza Binyan is, you should have a bais kvua. You see the words, bais kvua. Remember we had this discussion about Mifza Binyan, the quality of Mifza Binyan being the Inyan Kvias? So you should make a bais kvua, which will bring the Binyan Beis Hamikdash. This is what the Rebbe says. When you have a permanent house, a permanent place where to do your Torah and Avodah, you're building a bais, your own little bais Mikdash Ma'at, your own Mikdash Ma'at, that is the preparation for the Beis Hamikdash. Okay. And Yud Tevez Rebbe continues, it's different quotes from that period of time. Yud Tevez Rebbe says that everyone, the Rebbe started out with Boti Chabad. Then the Rebbe went over, Yud Tevez, the Rebbe spoke about everyone should have a Mikdash Me'at, a Bais Pot Me'at. Then on the same Sikha, Yud Tevez, the Rebbe also said that your Bais Chabad, your personal Mikdash Me'at, should be affecting Goyim also. That's on page number 3. Let's go over to page number 3. The Rebbe said, you should be affecting Goyim with your Mikdash Me'at. Okay? So let's go and go over. It's not only the Torah Mitzvah, it's also affecting Goyim. Then you go on lines 4 to number 5, where the Rebbe says, that through infecting Goyim with the Zion mitzvahs, you're preparing for the Beis Hamikdash, because Beis Hamikdash is also a place which is going to be serving Goyim. In what way? That's going to be giving light to them how to, in the Nyanim of the seven mitzvahs of Neinoich. Beis Tfilah Yikari L'chol HaAmim. It's also for Goyim. Okay? This is a quote from Beis Rabbeinu Shababa. That's lines 4 and 5. Now, that is all about Mifza Binyan. Now let's go back to the Sikha Vayigash. The Sikha Vayigash last week, we got carried away on some amazing things. So let's go back to the practical stuff. The Sikha Pajig is so very practical. So let's go back to it. Here you have on line 6 to 7. This is Chelik Chav Gimel. Here the Chelik Chav Gimel that I've explained. This is the Nekuda here. When we say the good is going to be for Klal Yisrael, yeah? L'cheira, what is going to be at that point? What is going to be the stature, the status of the Goyim? Yes. Reb David, when Mashiach comes, what is going to be the status of the Goyim? L'cheira, their status is going to be to serve Yidden. L'cheira. Yeah? So what type of gula are the Goyim going to have?
That's their gula. They just don't know yet.
Now, here's a Nakuda of the Rebbe. I brought two lines, but the Rebbe goes in. This is a very important Nakuda. It's a Nakuda which the Rebbe has in many places. But this is a Nakuda. The Rebbe says the Goy is going to have. You look at these words here. He's going to have his own individual gula. What does that mean? The Goy is not going to be just. Is not going to be there as secondary to something else. Yeah, no, yeah, this has to be, this is a very, I have to get a very, it's very, this is very, this is very tricky. We always know the Goy, Israel. Here the Rebbe is saying, look at the words, he's going to have his own gula, not as a prat of the gula of the Yidden. What do they mean?
So what's the point?
The point is like this. So this.
Now what is the point of their own gula then?
What are the could it is like this. Will the Goy feel he has reached to his fullest redemption? The Goy is going to feel, I have the fullest redemption.
Yeah.
Why? He got what he wanted.
Right.
In other words, he's not going to come to a point the Goy is going to say, Baruch Hashem, I'm happy to serve the Yid. No way. Goy is going to say, I got what I wanted. Mm. What do I want? I want to serve the Yid. That means the fact that he's serving the Yid doesn't make him secondary. His pleasure, his ambition, his goal, what he really wants to get is to serve the Yid. Why? How does that work? So now, if you want, you can start looking at it from the angle of Tatus Chassidus. If you look at it from the angle, you can look at it at the angle of Tatus Chassidus and you can try to explain. So the Rebbe has it's a whole Musaf from the Rebbe. You all know the Vod from the Rogichava, that even an Avodah which serves for something else has its independent Shleimus in itself. So this is what the Mahalach of the Rebbe is saying here. The Goy is Nivra B'Shvil Yisrael. Nevertheless, he has his own independent Shleimus. That, why? Because the Eib is we can't go all into the whole thing, but you have the Maim of Machon Chedish, which is in order number two, and elsewhere, which is a very common music by the Rebbe. Why did the Rogichav, this thing, the idea of the Rogichav, that every book soon come back to this, the idea of the Rogichav, that every Avodah has its own Shleimus, why is it? The Rogichav speaks about it in Nigla. The Rebbe speaks about it in takes it, extends it to the Indian from Golos to everywhere, like in Sikha passes, Pitla, the Rebbe takes it to the Indian of Golos. The Golos has its own independent purpose, and that's why Golos is never going to go away. It's going, so everything has its independent purpose. Why? Because the Eibish that created that this should serve this, the Goy should serve the Yid. Therefore, the Goy in his independent mind, he has his epitome, his peak where he wants to reach is to serve the Yid. That is his shlemus. He does not feel he's losing anything. Today is a punishment now. If you want to take it according to the decision, you want to try and analyze it. So you can go, you can do that, but today you don't have to analyze it. You have a poshut begashmis. Take a begashmis.
How's it begashmis?
Poshut thing, very poshut. What's going to happen when I do Torah mitzvahs properly? My life is going to start functioning, and Mashiach is going to come. And what is going to happen when Mashiach comes? I'm going to be doing Torah mitzvahs day and night, and money will be rolling, gzunt and nachas. But what am I going to be doing? I'm going to be target mitzvahs. Take all the mitzvahs in the Rambam. Baruch Hashem, we learn Rambam, so you know all these mitzvahs. Can we imagine in our mind how involved we're going to be in mitzvahs with Mashiach? How possible God is to do all these things the Rambam tells us? It's possible and amazing. This is what we're going to be doing. The Goy is going to see the Yid is rolling in money and things are going so well for the Yid. He's not going to want that life. He does not want to take and learn Torah the whole day. He's not going to want to do mitzvahs the whole day. No, he wants to live a normal life. Take the situation of the world now as Israel without identifying with the Rebbe's message. The way the world works, as Israel is a smaller, let's not go into it, is a smaller country, and the world, anyone who's normal knows in order to have, to gain, to whatever, to make progress, it's good to work with Eretz Yisrael, right? You have this little country and everyone's working with them. Once the Yidden will identify with the Rebbe's message, will identify with the Torah, etc., this will come, will just magnify itself. So the Goy at that point is going to want the Yid, he's going to want the Yid because his gain. He wants to be a Yid Mefedish Nish. So what's going to happen by Gashmis? This is the idea what it explains in the Sikha of parts of a Yigash. You're going to, in our days, the Rebbe is saying, you don't have to, the idea of Haman and Mordechai and the Sikha Pasha of Yigash and the Gates of Yehuda. You can impress, you don't have to break the authority of the Goy in order to make him subservient to you. In other words, Mashiach is going to come and Mashiach is going to be controlling the world. We don't have to get rid of Trump. Trump is going to be there, let's say, well, he's going to be there, he's going to be running America. Fine, for Trump's benefit, for his use, which is something on a small scale is already happening. It's something which always was true. When you were in Europe, wherever it was, always, in order to get your country running, you had to bring in some Yidden into your circle, right? So nowadays, for every country to function, they need Eretz Yisrael technology. They need that from Eretz Yisrael. They need input from Eretz Yisrael. So this is going to come even more. But then at that point, when Yiddish are going to be proud of their Yiddish identity, and they're going to be saying that we have Torah mitzvahs, so the whole world will be taking from Yiddin. They'll take guidance from Yiddin, because Yiddin, they're so smart. But the Goy is not going to want to be a Yid. So you have the perfect scene, what the Rebbe is explaining, the Sikha Pashas Vayigash, that you affect the Goy without his, you affect the Goy, he, in his state. In other words, the fact that you have Mordechai, you don't have to destroy Haman. You don't have to destroy Haman. Haman can stay where he is. Haman can stay where he is. He can run America. We, Yidden, Eretz Yisrael are going to be impacting all the changes in America. The whole world is going to be changed through our chemotherapies. Does that make sense? So what you have over here is the situation today where we are today, that we have to interact with Goyim in order to make life function. There is nothing changing. Once upon a time, you couldn't affect the Goy. The Rebbe is telling today, you can affect the Goy. And this status which you have today is what is going to remain in Yom HaMashiach. Nothing else. This is the status. That we, Yidden, can affect the Goy. And that is what's going to remain. Just identify that this is it. And that we have the ability to do it. And that is Gula.
Let me give you one example.
Right.
When you do mitzvah, you're supposed to feel something. Some people feel, some people don't. But let me give you an example. I asked with one guy who collect money. This guy definitely don't need money, but he coming every day. One Russian guy. And I ask him, why are you coming? He say, you know, if I don't come, I feel bad. He physically feel bad. Why? Because he help us, a Jew, to perform mitzvah. Even he really don't need money. Really. It's big question if he... But he help us, a Jew, to do this. So hashpo on a physical level, like health coming into him. And the same will be with Goyim. They will feel that when they do something good for Jew, they will receive vitality.
One second. But let's take it up to a gasmistic level. If you ever...
One second.
Forget about feeling. A Goy, you can take a Goy, tell him something, he will go with it. He can go with it. You'll affect him, you get him to go. He's not going to be interested in Shabbat in Tariq Mitzvah. You can tell a Goy very clearly. Nowadays, you can tell a Goy very clearly, I'm a Yid and you're a Goy. The Goy has no reason to envy you. He does not want to do Tariq Mitzvah, right? So instead of, this is the person of Kudah. So what I'm trying to bring out of it, instead of looking at it in abstract, trying to understand the Haskalah, how it works, the Goy is a Metzias for himself, and nevertheless, he's Bishvila Teda. Today it's it's part of life, it's a reality of life, and the Sikha Vayigash is telling us, we identify with the fact that this is today's reality, and when you'll identify with the fact that this is today's reality, that is your Gula. So, let's say, I asked one or two people, the Sikha part of Vayigash explains how the Goy, you can affect the Goy. The Chedev, affecting the Goy is very nice, but that's very far from Gula. So the answer is, this is not very far from Gula. That is Gula. And the only thing we have to do is realize that this is what it is. Once we realize that's what it is, we create Gula. Okay, anyway. That good? Good enough or not?
So what do I do differently now?
Now, why I brought that in is only to get back to Mitzvah Binyan. Now. Get back to Mitzvah Binyan. Now let's go to the next Sira. Lines 8. Now this is the Sira which actually answers your Shaila. Look at the Rebbe says here. The Rebbe says in line 8 that the Mishkan was the Diras Arai. Yeah. The Mishkan was the Diras Keva. The Mishkan was temporary, Beis HaMikdash was permanent. Why was the Beis HaMikdash permanent? Because the Rebbe explains that they had more involvement of the human hand. Mishkan was done more from above, that's why it was temporary. Beis HaMikdash had more involvement of the human hand, and that's why it was permanent. Bayis Sheni was bigger than Bayis Rishon. The Rebbe explained for the same reason, because they had more involvement of the human hand. The Rebbe asks on line 13 to 16, if so, Beis HaMikdash Shlishi, which is going to be the true permanent Beis HaMikdash, we are told in Zohar that's coming from Hashem. How does it fit into this thinking, which the Rebbe says that the permanency is created through the act of the human being? This is the Rebbe Shaila. The Rebbe answers in line 17 to 20 that the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi will be created to the act of man. And that is why it will be permanent. Because when people do it, that is when is in the Skala the Shechina. When we do it, that is when the Shechina is in the Skala. It's all written very clearly. It's like you can't play
why
around
is
with
it.
Then why is it going to be? Where is our? Now this is the point. Where is our involvement in the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi? The Rebbe said that is in the time of Golus. What does that mean? The answer will, that will have to leave. But the point where the Rebbe says is very clearly. What makes it to be Binyan of the Kodesh Brichu, a building built by Hashem when it's done by the human hand? That's what the Rebbe, it's very clear. It's very clear in the Sikha. If you have it, there's a way, there's two of the footnotes, which brings it from some, which is also very interesting. Anyway, so now, let's go to...
But it's how to understand that it's still coming from above?
We'll get to that in a moment. Okay. But let's take the fact. The Rebbe is telling us the way it...
You say right here that the Maaseh Tzadik is the Maaseh Hashem.
Well, yeah, okay. You look at it, you find no problem. But the Mekud of the Sikhi is that because this is coming from Hashem, and therefore we have to do it. That's why it's going to be done by us more than the others. Okay? Now, let's go to the next thing here. To the Rambam here. You have here the Rambam. Okay. Now, here they have the Rambam says that. Are you ready? Are you overtired or can we continue? Huh? Okay, let's say that. Now, here the Rambam says that vice, the only Mokim Nitzchi is in Har Meiri in Yerushalayim. When this Nitzchi is going to be begolay in Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi. Now, look in Chelek Lamed Vav. The Rebbe explains that this is the point we're getting to. The Rebbe explains this is the point which we discussed last time. That what is the mitzvah of being in Beis HaMikdash? The Mahus HaMitzvah, the main point in the Mitzvah is the Kviyas. Not the Kedusha, but the Kviyas. What's the Gedal Mitzvah? The Kviyas, right? Are you with me?
Yeah.
That's why the Rebbe made Mitzvah Binyan. Now let's go to lines 14 to 16. The Rebbe, it's the same Sikha. The Rebbe says, the Acharonim write that according to the Zohar, building a Beis HaKnesses had the same Din, the same mitzvah as building a Beis HaMikdash. Why? And the Rebbe explains the reason why building a Beis HaKnesses is part of the same mitzvah as building a Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbe explains it's not because of the Kedusha, it's because of the Beis HaMikdash is a permanent structure, and Beis HaKnesses is a permanent structure, right? Now the Rebbe goes in the order 46, and the Rebbe says, according to these Acharonim who say that building a shul had this, is part of the same mitzvah as building the Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbe says, can we say the same thing according to the Rambam? And look in line 16, the Rebbe says, no, according to the Rambam, building a Beis HaKnesses is not part of the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Okay? Now, in that sikha there, in the next page, you have it, I wrote it in the footnote, out of 49, the Rebbe discusses 770. And the Rebbe says that 770 is in the same category as Botekinesias. So therefore that means that basic 770, according to the Rambam, is not the mitzvah of Binyan Beis HaMikdash. Reb David, are you here? Reb David, what are we doing here? The Rebbe explains that Beis HaMikdash has a building a shul has a certain quality like Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbe says, doesn't mean it's the same mitzvah as the Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbe says, according to the Rambam, no. So now, according to that, does the 770 have the quality of being a Beis HaMikdash or not? Now, what do you say?
No.
Hey, that was a big very. We have a very good issue here. We have a very good issue here. Here the Rebbe is telling you a basic Knesset does not have the quality of the basic Mikdash. And we're living in a moon. Here the Rebbe says in Truma, this is a Sikha, which I think is top Shin on base. Yes, it's top Shin on base. The last Sikha, last look at the from the Rebbe, from where the Rebbe said that basic Knesset does not have the quality. And the next, and a few hours further, the Rebbe discusses 770. Including it in the wall of Bata Knesset, that does not have the mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash according to the Rambam.
Okay, new, so.
So, Lechere, does that change anything our perception about 717?
Lowers it.
No, it does not. Because, it's an Kasashon. The Nekuda is, the Rebbe is saying, what the Rebbe is doing here, this is the point I want to, trying to bring out with this whole thing, negate to Mashiach, the Simon of Mashiach. The Rebbe has taken the mitzvah of Beis HaMikdash and brought out the content of the mitzvah. He said that the mitzvah is kviyas, permanency. And Rebbe says, now you can have permanency also by building a shul. Does that mean the shul is a Beis HaMikdash? No. But you have the permanency. Now, just to cut the whole thing short, because you're very tired here. Just go back to the Sikha of Yigash. What did the Rebbe say in the Sikha of Yigash? The Rebbe said, today you can affect the Goy, right? So if you have, build a Beis HaKnesset, permanency, what do you have? Do you have the mitzvah Beis HaMikdash? You don't. Do you have the quality of the Beis HaMikdash, the permanency that the Goy should not come and destroy? You do. You have a Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbe says you can satisfy Haman today. So you building now a Beis HaKnesset, you do not have the Beis HaMikdash, but you have the quality of the Beis HaMikdash. So 770, now, 770 the Rebbe says, so let's go to the next. Let's go to the next one more thing, line 720. The Rebbe says 770 is affecting the world, the all about the Knesset today, which are being built. Their permanency is coming from 770. Why? Because the fact that we today can affect the Goy, that the Goy should go, we can affect the Goy in seven mitzvahs. What are the permanency of a shul? Of a Beis Chabad. The permanency is that you can affect that you can affect Goyim. We said it before, that's in your Mitzvah Binyan. The ability to affect Goyim today is coming from where? From 770. So therefore, 770 is today affecting the world that we can live with this Sikha Vayigash, that we should be able to affect the Goyim. They should go along with us. We don't have to destroy them, they should go along with us. And therefore, they're not going to destroy this shul. Now, let's go back again to the Beis HaMikdash. which Melech Mashiach is going to build. Melech Mashiach is, why did Beis HaMikdash identify the Messiah as a Melech Mashiach? Why is Beis HaMikdash approved for Melech Mashiach? Because when you base him, he's going to build a Beis HaMikdash by overpowering, overgoing, and no one will be able to destroy it. When he builds such a Beis HaMikdash, this thing of building a Beis HaMikdash be kvias, a permanent place, and ocean destroyed. Only Mashiach can do that. But today, every Yid is doing it by every time you build a shul. Where are you doing it? It's coming from Sukoyach, the Hashpov 770, the education which the Rebbe told us, how you affect Goyim, how you affect the world. So we are building now, this is what the Torah says, the Rambam. Torah says that the uniqueness of Beis HaMikdash is that that is going to be a building that no one can destroy. That is true today in every single shul. So, coming back to our point now, we'll just go, I'll finish right off here. We're talking about this again to identify with the simonim of the Rambam. So let's say I'm a person, I don't identify with anything of Gula Mashiach. I don't want to hear about it. So I don't forget about identifying with the Beit. You don't want to hear about anything about this simon. You don't want to hear about Yamed Melech. You don't want to hear about anything. But nevertheless, we are in Golas. Let's say there's no Gula, nothing at all. But today the life you're living is that you can affect the Goy and you build a basic Knesset. No one is going to if you do what the basic Knesset is meant to do, you do what the Rebbe tells you, no one's going to destroy it for you. So therefore today, you may not have the basic Mikdash, but the quality of the basic Mikdash which defines Melech Mashiach, that is something which we have, everyone. So you may say you don't have the basic Mikdash, we haven't met the full halacha of the Rambam. You haven't met the full halacha. Say you haven't met the halacha at all. But the toichen of the halacha, the point of the halacha, the idea of the halacha, is something we're living to, poshe kepshute, without recognizing what we're living in. So this is the idea. We say that you have today the gizman gulaschem, without even a person, I'm just using this thing of Beis HaMikdash. Why? Because Beis HaMikdash is the most clearest example. When it comes to discuss our shaykhs today to Gula, so the question will come, do we have the Yikoy? Do we have Muhammad? Do we have this? So the answer is very simple. Say what you want. Say you have nothing. You have nothing at all. Take the Rambam, the one you meant to learn the Rambam, you meant to understand the Rambam. When you understand the Rambam, you see the life you're living today is a life which meets the standards of the Rambam. So the Rambam itself has not been met, but what is implied in the Rambam has been met.
The dry love
is not met. Because when you will identify with the Torah of the Rambam, you will make the dry halacha happen also. But you have that halacha, which is implied in the Rambam, a pitera has a value, according to the Rambam has a value, which cannot be ignored. In the time of the Rambam, the only way to establish the Metzias of Gula was through the Beis HaMikdash of Pearl. Now that I'm understanding us, even though you don't have the Beis HaMikdash, you have the category of the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if we can go on with this a bit more, I just want to take, can you still go on another bit? Are you ready to go another bit?
Yeah.
Now, just two more points. Number one, let's go to Sikha Pasha Truma. On page number 5, there's a quote there from Truma. Right? Here the Rebbe says, V'u'id shazman groma, to build the Beis HaMikdash. You see the Rebbe's words, B'in shazman groma? The Rebbe says that the in is to build the Beis HaMikdash. The Rebbe does not say mitzvah. So I put in a footnote the simple reason why they don't say mitzvah, because there's a reason why the Rebbe, but the point, they have a footnote why the Rebbe doesn't say mitzvah. Regardless, the point the Rebbe is telling you, you have the inyan of the mitzvah. The Rebbe is not telling you you have the mitzvah pearl. The mitzvah pearl is when you will identify with the inyan, you already make the situation, you have the mitzvah pearl. But the Rebbe is telling you you have the inyan. Just like the Rebbe says in Sikha of Pas and Mishpat in the Pesach Din, the Rebbe says, you have your cheskes, you have Badai, the Zman of Cheska, the Zman of Vaday. That is what the Rebbe is telling you. You have the whole Zman to make it identified. You'll make it happen by Pearl. Now, this is very good. These are very strong terms. But the Rebbe does not say, the Rebbe all along, which is very common in all these type of things, the Rebbe does not say the final punchline, which he could have said, Mitzvah Shazman Grama. While the Rebbe is leaving out, one thing the Rebbe is leaving out, your involvement. As long as you do not do it, you have everything around, you don't have the bottom line. Huh? Fine, now, let me just go back a bit. If you look back on the David, are you with it? I'll come back. Local to 20, I just want to show you the words the Rebbe is using here. On line 23, the Rebbe says, 770 is the Mikdash Osid, will be, when the Shekhinah is Niskala. When is the Shekhinah in Niskala, 770? The moment you realize what the Rebbe is saying, that 770 is affecting the world, and therefore, with the koich of 770, the Rebbe explains to Yigash, we can actually bring the gula. That is the scholars of the skin in 770. Just by the way. Okay. And now look at the next, and the quote of 25, 26. We're going to go with the base of Migdash, which is here already. You see the, look at 26. The base of Migdash, which we already have, the Rebbe is calling the base of Migdash, 770 is the base of Migdash. And you look in line 28, you have a similar quote. The Nakudi is, this Mikdash Mi'at of 770, if you want to look at it as a Mikdash Mi'at, which may eventually bring to the base of Mikdash, building the base of Mikdash, then you're going to have a Mikdash Mi'at. If you look at 770, that already had the full impact and being if the Shekhinah will be in a scholar, meaning I come to realize that 770 really had a full impact, it just needs that I should go and carry out, then in 770 you have the base of Migdash Hashlishi. Why? I don't have the words for it, because I don't know next week. I'm just seeing if you can get the words right now, because Apostazah, once you come to realize that 770 has done the whole job, then according to the Rambam, it acquires a status of Beis HaMikdash.
What?
Once you come to realize this is a Techna Inyan, so true, as the Rebbe says, you still need 770 to move, to have the actual Beis HaMikdash. Abim, it's a Techna Inyan, this is the Beis HaMikdash. Forget the Beis HaMikdash over there is only going to be existing and functioning, the fact the Veda which 770 has done in Zman HaGolos. Now this, can we go with this a bit further to explain it, but I think we're done over here. And the good I want to bring out here is, which we're going to get to further, is that you have the dry halacha, then you have the extension of the halacha, which appear tailored, the extension has a full value. How much is the value of this extension? It depends on the individual's choice. Because the whole extension is, the value of this extension is because of the impact it's having on the world. When you realize, when you identify with the fact that this impact that 70 has a full thing, then you have the full thing. If you don't realize, you only have half of it. That's more or less it, and I don't know. It's here, the only thing which is missing from 770 in not being the actual base of Midrash is how much it had impact on me. That is what it is. So depending on how much I identify with the Mitzvahs of 770 being the power, the basis to the base of Mitzvah Shlishi, that is how much 770 has.
That's put together of Malka Mashiach.
together of all of it. Took all of it. So the point is, if someone doesn't want to know about Mashiach, but don't have to tell him about it. He doesn't have to identify with anything. Explain the matzav where we're living today. You're building a shul and no one's going to destroy it. Explain in the Mahala, today you can affect the goy. Explain in the Sikha Pas Vayigash, today you can affect the goy doesn't get disturbed. He's happy where he is. We are affecting him the way we're meant to affect him. So you have the whole in of Gula. How much you have, that is dependent on the first individual's choice. As the Rebbe says, open your eyes. You don't open, you have it less. You do open, you have it more. That's more or less what it is. There is, we can take this further, but I think this is it.
Let's say there are certain things that have been material in all of it nowadays.
Right.
so you can say, oh, then we're not doing what we're supposed to do, and so therefore this truth is not going to be a thing. Like how the Rebbe was explained the whole passion of Torah.
Both are true.
What I'm saying is, if we try to come to tell somebody that nothing's going to move us, he's going to say, what do you mean? They're trying to shut down all the
things. If we take Gula as something we're going to get, so you have to define reality, we got it or not. Look, you have a Gzeira and Chinuch. If you take Gula as something we have to do, look at it. You have a Gzeira and Chinuch, and we have the ability to combat it. So the Kudi is the Matzah of Menachem. Let's go back. When Mashiach comes, the fact the world is going to go along with us is only going to be because of one reason. Because we're going to go along with the Torah. Let's say in Yemei Mashiach, we would retract from the Torah. Golos comes back automatically. We're not going to retract then because we already made up our minds. Now we still doubt. So the Kudi is, this is the Matzah of they should make the world when we're not identifying with the message. So it does not have the effect. The moment we will, with everything we're not identifying with all the Xeris we see today, we still see that they're not the same as once upon a time. Once upon a time, there were Xeris. Now, going back to someone just telling me a story of a few decades, you see the enormous difference. Going back about 40 years ago, Yemach Shemom, the Iranians wanted to hang 9 Yidden, and they went and hung them. A few years ago, they wanted to do it again. They didn't manage, they didn't do it. It was a terrible Zeder, the whole world uproar, the Yiddish world uproar, everyone. They weren't hung. The Zeder was there. We got involved, we changed it. So this is how everything is working today. You have Zeders and Zeders, which means we are not preventing the situation from happening. We're not alert, we're not fully with it. But look what's going on and how we can change things. Look, that's a posh nekuda. Yeah. There is no comparison. You're living in a situation today that is no comparison to what several decades ago. And look at it. Let's take this example again. Iran gave into world press and didn't hang these people. Why? Because today in the world, everyone preaches humanity. Russia also preaches humanity. Once they preached it, but everyone knew it was false. Today everyone knows there's an element of truth in it. So Iran has to live up to certain standards. So the world today is such that you can affect them with moral, you can affect them with Tehre Mitzvah. And once upon a time, it did not exist. Going back 40, 50, 60 years ago, even it was already a free world, etc., etc. You had America. Nevertheless, such tragedies and failures happen. And now, they're always coming up, they're lurking, but they can always be overcome. Well, I'll tell you, man, it's enormous difference. Okay. Reb David.